Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 71 degrees at 6:30. Sedgwick County is getting some much-needed help in the jail, with nearly three dozen detention deputies taking the oath of office Thursday night.
A class with 32 graduates makes it the largest in the past 20 years for Sedgwick County. Captain Jared Schechner with the Sheriff's Office says it comes at a time when more help is needed in the jail.
Pretty much cut our job openings in half, so it'll really help bolster our staffing, which will help reduce a lot of the stress and difficulties our current staff is dealing with.
He adds that the new deputies will cut down on overtime and allow others to provide more resources in the community.
Hopefully get the law enforcement deputies, have more deputies out on the street patrolling, because they are helping us in the facility right now because we are so short.
Officials are praising the success of the graduates, but also stress that there are still openings to be filled at the jail. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman tried to speed away from police in a stolen car in southeast Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the incident began late Wednesday night near the Hilltop neighborhood west of Oliver and Harry.
Officers attempted to stop a black Nissan Altima in the area of Harry and Bluffview for a traffic violation. The driver of the vehicle refused to stop, accelerated, and fled from police, and a brief pursuit ensued. The officers did disregard the chase, but then found the vehicle wrecked at Harry and Lulu.
The suspects, a 23-year-old woman and a 28-year-old man, were located in the 1500 block of South Lulu, each facing several charges. The car had been stolen near Broadway and Lincoln, south of downtown.
The House Judiciary Chairman is looking for information from other House committees to help him decide whether or not to introduce articles of impeachment.
Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is asking the leaders of four top House committees to share any material that could be related to his committee's investigation into potential obstruction of justice by President Trump. Politico publishing a letter from Nadler to the heads of the Intelligence, Financial Services, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs Committee seeking documents, testimony, and interview transcripts that could help him as he weighs introducing articles of impeachment against President Trump, something Nadler says could happen by late fall. But Republicans say he's simply playing politics right before an election. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Amid fears of mass shootings, a Florida teacher has been suspended over his comments.
Parents with students at Lakeland High School, about 30 miles east of Tampa, receiving a recent robocall informing them about a teacher's suspension.
A teacher described hypothetical acts of violence against the school.
Teacher Keith Cook allegedly made the remarks following a mass shooting drill at the school. Students say Cook told them if he were a gunman, he would plant IEDs, fire off a few rounds, and then set off the explosives. He also reportedly claimed he'd rack up a 1,000-person body count. Cook told police he was only joking. He remains on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wichita Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson tells KNSS News the fall enrollment numbers don't come out until next month.
Currently, we educate a little bit over 50,000 students, and we anticipate being a little flat, you know, as we always are. We stay around that number. Most of, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've stayed around that number. So we anticipate continuing to stay around that.
Dr. Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
The personal finance website WalletHub releasing its 2019 Best and Worst States for Women's Equality. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says
Kansas ranks 41st in terms of women's equality, so narrowly missing the bottom 10 here. And it really comes down to things like education and health and political empowerment.
WalletHub judged the states on 17 criteria. Kansas was particularly weak in the education and health portion of the ranking and 43rd overall.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dan.
With a partly cloudy sky, we'll likely be in the upper 70s around lunchtime and 84 for the high this afternoon. A disturbance is going to be moving out of the Rockies into the plains overnight. That will bring in a few showers and thunderstorms with a low near 70. We can expect rain early Saturday and 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We've got a south wind at, make that an east wind at 6 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning here, 6:34 on this Friday morning, on this date of August 23rd in 2000, the year 2000. 51 million people tuned in to watch the final episode of the original season of Survivor, during which Richard Hatch was named the $1 million winner.
I was one of them.
Did you watch that?
Oh, heck yes.
Seems like you.
51 million people did.
It seemed like you were kind of, were you pretty much a fan of that entire season then, Ted?
Oh, watch the whole thing.
In the whole thing? Okay. Well, there you go. The $1 million winner.
Hosted by Wichita's Jeff Probst.
Two women who allegedly stole a baby stroller and left a child behind have been arrested in New Jersey. A group of three women along with children entered a baby store in Middletown August 16th. Authorities say one of the women went to the front of the store to grab the stroller, while the other two distracted an employee. One of the women then returned after realizing one of the children had been left behind. As you know, if you take your children along on a heist, you know, it's going to happen. Two of the three women have been arrested and face shoplifting and conspiracy charges. Both are from England, and in their early 20s, the third woman still remains at large. So if you're going to take all these kids out and you're going to rob someplace, you better keep a good head count on the kids. Anyway, they got two out of three. Ceremonies this weekend in Virginia will commemorate the arrival of enslaved Africans there 400 years ago. Events marking their arrival in August 1619 will include a healing day Sunday on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay in Hampton. That's where two ships traded men and women from what's now Angola for food and supplies from English colonists. A bell will ring for 4 minutes. The 1619 arrival is considered a pivotal moment in American history. I would say so. Presaged a legacy of race-based slavery that still haunts the United States today. So, yeah, that was quite a day. Watershed day in American history. You know, you were doing the play 1776, and part of the theme of the Founding Fathers was, right. A lot of it was about slavery.
How they would handle the slavery question when talking about the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
Whether or not the South would give in on that issue or not.
So from the start, we've been haggling over that issue. It's 6:36 here with Steve and Ted, and you heard the story that the fire at the Occidental Building, the old historic Occidental Building, we were talking about yesterday. They've boosted the damage up. They thought it was this. Deputy Chief Stuart Bevis said he thought it was about 300,000 originally. Then they got in and started looking around, and it's going to be close to a million. That's a great building. They're showing video right now on Channel 3 and of the building. It's just a great building. It's a big building.
Yeah, and it's one of Wichita's oldest surviving structures.
Certainly is. And I hope they get in there and get it all cleaned up and keep it going. I really like that building. So the other thing in the news this morning, Ted, they're swearing in almost three dozen Sedgwick County detention deputies. Wow. And, you know, I've been talking to Sheriff Easter several times over the past couple of years, and they've been having a real problem with not enough people down there.
Yeah, I've been talking for years about understaffing problems.
And you can't get enough people down there. Well, they're almost up to snuff, I think. That's what he said. But at least now they don't have to bring in deputies off the street to do that job. So that's a good sign. Maybe some of these other hard-to-fill jobs will be filled here in the near future.
Well, we can hope.
Yeah. All right, it's 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures enjoyed Thursday another session of positive closes. Now, overall, there was a lack of fresh news as the futures are slowly working higher from last week's contract lows. There has been no cash cattle trade yet in the Southern Plains, and for the second straight session in the lean hogs, they closed on the negative side. Cold storage reports showed beef stocks lower than a year ago, but higher than a month ago. Pork stocks were higher than a year ago. This afternoon at 2 o'clock is the cattle on feed report. On close yesterday, October live cattle, 87 cents higher, 101.10. October feeders up 92 cents at 135.47. And October lean hogs a dollar lower at 62.30. There was a lack of market moving news Thursday to sway the grain price action. Technical and fund buying supported the wheat and the corn futures as they await today's final pro farmer crop tour results. Now, today is also expiration of the September grain and soy options. At the moment, December KC wheat's up a half a penny at 404¾. December corn down 2 cents at 369. November soybeans up 0.75 cents at 869½. October crude oil 8 cents lower at 55.26. December gold down $2.80 at 1505.70. September S&P 7¼ points higher, 29.29½. September dollar index 27 cents higher, 98.33. With September Dow Jones futures up 63 points at 26,288. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lesser Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Just taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, and there's not much going on in this part of Kansas. If you go south to east of 35, north of Oklahoma City and in northeast Oklahoma, some showers going on down there. And we also have some showers trailing from about Dodge City over to Hayes, kind of moving in the easterly direction, but at least we have a chance for rain here the next couple of days in South Central Kansas. So what do you think about that, sir?
Well, that's right, and it's kind of nice the coolness we have this morning too.
Oh, good thought. Yeah, that's a break, isn't it? Wow.
Yes, and it's going to stay cool for the rest of the day. It sounds like.
Yeah, it's only going to have a really nice Friday across South Central Kansas. All right,
beautiful day.
Thanks, you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hey, coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour next hour, Ted. We've got Secret Sound. It's on the way.
Big Friday.
We're going to play it for you three, maybe even four times in the 7 o'clock hour of the Secret Sound. Not yet. And then at 7:50, what we do is we ask a caller, anybody to call us at 869-1330. And if you can correctly identify the sound, you win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Secret Sound coming up at the 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted.
Hey now.
6:40 now with Steve and Ted and Don Grant, the Money Tracker, CFP, coming up. We don't hear much from lottery winners, says Don. Going to tell us about that on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.